Misfit Toys.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from, what kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, we're in a delightful Chevy Malibu that we've driven in the past. Very big, spacious trunk.
Yeah, I like you always talk about the trunk space. It's really important to you.
Well, we're two guys with a lot of bags traveling, and especially if we pick up a homeless person, they need to go somewhere.
Yeah, we give rides to homeless people, but only in the trunk.
Only in the trunk. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
They can't sit with us. How you doing back there? Oh, he's not even responding. That's probably not a good sign.
Oh, I chloroformed him, so we're good.
And it's, of course, a rental car on Sunday, April 21st, Two Oceans 13. My guest and driver of the vehicle is Graham Elwood. We're headed to, from Portland, PDX, if you will, to Eugene, Oregon for our third annual 421 show at Wow Hall.
Yes.
Woodsman of the World Hall.
Yes.
Woodsman of the World.
Take control, Woodsman of the World.
Take control of your forest.
I'm tie-dye shirts rattling.
Since last I spoke and you listened, I did three shows at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco that were recorded for my new album, Gateway Doug, and I will let you know what the release date will be as soon as I know. I don't even know. We played the Leonard Maltin game at the end of the shows, and I will play the audio from Friday night's Countdown to 420. We did our, what was that, second or third annual Countdown to 420?
Second
annual.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
And, yeah, I'll play the audio from that at the end of this mini. So, Graham, you saw Oblivion yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Give us the scoop. Is it good? Is it not good?
It's not horrible. It's, you know, it... It takes about an hour for it to finally get interesting, and then I don't know, it's got so many slow moments in it. There's some cool stuff for sure, but it's also just sort of like Planet of the Apes meets The Matrix.
I didn't want those two to ever meet.
Ever.
I thought there was no reason to bring them together.
Yeah, they're not going to get along.
I hang out with them separately. I never invite them to the same parties.
You can't. They're just two different types of friends. You know, it's got Tom Cruise doing some cool Tom Cruise-y stuff. You know, it's like I didn't hate it. I wasn't bored. I was kind of intrigued, but also then kind of like, move it along. I don't know. It's just such a, like, a C-plus of a film.
I feel like I already feel that way about the new Will Smith one, too.
Yeah.
Just him and his kid alone on a planet somewhere. What is it, like?
It's Earth a thousand years.
What is like wish fulfillment? he just wishes the world were just him and his kid. All right.
I mean,
do you think it'll be that Oblivion will be the best Scientology starring movie of the summer?
Of course,
space movie.
Yeah, it'll be the best Scientology space movie. I mean, I think it'll probably... I haven't checked the numbers at all today. I'm sure it did okay. But I bet you it's just going to eventually kind of get forgotten in this summer of amazing films, you know?
Yeah, stuff's going to start coming out, but it could have had a decent first weekend because they certainly pushed it pretty hard.
And it was up against nothing. There was no other big films up against it. It was only indie films. So there's, you know, it'll do well.
All right, that's the prediction.
It'll do
even though
Jack
the results
Reacher.
Are probably already in, we're predicting. Maybe I'll look it up. I got to get into my... I got to get on boxofficemojo.com anyway. So let me see if I can navigate without turning off this recording. Because I thought it'd be fun for us to play a car version of how much did this shit make.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I think that could be a fun car game, and I'll explain how I think we can do it in a moment. But first,
I'll talk about how fun the shows were.
Let's see. Did you have fun at those shows?
Those were great. It's fun doing a bunch of shows at Cobbs. I personally have only ever done, I think, your podcast at Cobbs. So it was nice to perform there. It's a big stage and a big venue, and it was a lot of fun. San Francisco's always great.
Yeah, it's the perfect place for you and your big comedy that you like to do.
Big jokey shenanigans.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, Oblivion went number one,
yeah,
of course. But let's see. Let me get more specific here about...
Rob Zombie's film was the only other, like, even remotely sizable.
Lords of Salem came out also?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, 42 hung in... So, Oblivion made $38 million, and then 42 hung in strong at $18 million more. For a total so far of $54 million, which is, I think, pretty good for, you know, normally baseball movies don't do that well. Such an inspirational story.
That,
and I liked Harrison Ford in it a lot. There's debate about how good he was, but I think he was great in it.
Same here. You know, I heard some people, we had David Huntsberger on Comedy Film Nerds, and he was like, eh, I don't know. And I've heard other people say that. I don't know.
It was more of a character role for him, but he also, he had that, there's this moments where he had that Han Solo, Indiana Jones, like, I'm telling you how this is, and you're going to do it. And then he's great at that.
And that's how Branch Rickey was.
Yeah.
I mean, so he was good at that.
You used to brunch with Branch, right?
I brunch in Branch.
So you would say, of those two, if you did a Watch This, Not That, since you have seen both of them...
I'd say 42.
You'd take 42 as the movie to see. What about The Croods? Are you going to see The Croods?
No.
How about Scary Movie 5? You going to see Scary Movie 5? Evil Dead?
No.
Jurassic Park 3D?
No.
Tyler Perry's Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, are you going to see that?
Yeah.
You'll probably catch that on Netflix.
Sure.
That's how you'll watch that. All right. So here's how we're going to play How Much Did This Shit Make. Graham, name a movie that you think was, you know, a big flop or, like, deserved to be a flop or a movie that was bad that made a ton of money. You name the movie, and then we'll both bid, and then I'll look it up.
Okay. I will go, since we're going to do a little baseball theme, I will go John Goodman in Babe Ruth.
What?
Yes.
What is that?
That movie came out in the 90s. And
it was just called Babe Ruth?
Yeah, or Babe, I think.
Babe?
Yeah.
Okay. And
it did not do that well, and it was one of those movies I ended up seeing it at a second-run theater, and I was like, this movie's great. Why did it get hammered?
Are you thinking of Tommy Lee Jones in Cobb?
No.
All right, Babe with John Goodman.
Yeah, he played Babe Ruth. It's a good film.
Okay. I barely recall it existing, so this won't be a terribly educated guess on my part. But and you're saying that you feel like it was a big flop, like it was in dollar theaters rather quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we got to be closest without going over. So I'll say, $3.2 million. Might be too much in this
total?
Case. $3.2 million total domestic box office. Because this was years ago.
It was in the early 90s.
And it didn't do well.
93, 94, something like that.
I might be bidding a little on the low side, but, you know, you got to be careful not to go over with your bid, because then I will win.
Oh, then I'm going to go $9 million.
Okay. Now I'm going to look it up and find out if it actually exists. Because I don't trust you. But Goodman definitely had the size for the role. Uh-oh, we might be in an internet internet dead zone.
Game suspended due to technical difficulties.
Yeah, you might have to... oh, no, we got it. Here it comes.
All right.
We're getting it. You got any plugs you want to throw in here, Graham?
Of course, listen to the Comedy Film Nerds podcast, available on iTunes. Los Angeles Podcast Festival, that you will be a part of. Movies will be there.
I'll participate in that.
That's October 4th through 6th. The Sheraton Delfina in beautiful Santa Monica, California. We have sold as many hotel rooms at this point as we did total for last year, so the hotel rooms are going quick. Ticket sales are going good. We just landed a big sponsor, so we're going to have some cool things to announce soon that we're adding. And we're adding more shows to the festival. Last year we did 24 shows. This year we're probably going to be in the neighborhood of about 30 to 35. And it's not going to be completely same lineup from last year. And any show that is not coming back from last year is not because they're bad or we hate them. It's nothing to, don't take those personally. But yeah, all tickets and all information are at lapodfest.com. And of course, all of my tour dates, I've got some headline dates coming up. Headlining Barstow July 12th and the Melrose Improv in Hollywood again July 13th. That's all at grahamelwood.com.
Oh, that was exhausting.
Oh.
Are we in Eugene yet?
No. Thanks for your support.
Lord. I believe the movie you were talking about is called The Babe.
The Babe, that's right.
Yes, and for its entire domestic run, it managed to scrape up. It was a Universal picture, and it's starting to seem more familiar to me now. And it made $17.5 million, so you win nothing. But you do win. That's the important thing.
I would have gone in the teens, but since you bid so low, I did a Price is Right.
Yeah, I went way too low because I didn't even know what we were talking about. I didn't want to go over. But also, you know, $17 million, that's not much.
Oh, and that movie must have had like a $50 million
probably
budget.
Not considered to be a hit.
No.
But that's a fun way to do the... how much did this shit make in a car?
Yeah.
Because then I can play also. May 4th, St. Louis, Firebird, 11 o'clock, first show sold out. May 5th, come to Zany's Rosemont for a 7 o'clock, I think, show.
Yeah.
It's my Cinco de Ohio show. And it's not in Ohio, it's in Rosemont, Illinois. May 11th, Boise, Idaho, at the Knitting Factory downtown. And May 12th, and we're going to be in Denver at the Comedy Works doing a special Mother's Day stand-up show at 4:20. So bring your mothers or get them high and leave them in the car. But come on out to a show at 4:20 on May 12th in Denver. And all of these shows, we will play the Leonard Maltin game at the end. So bring your name tags. Last night in San Francisco, my second album taping, nobody brought name tags for some reason. I guess they were respecting the album taping notion.
Yes.
And assuming there wouldn't be a Leonard Maltin game. But I'll always play as long as there's some name tags. Thank you, Graham, for driving the car.
You're welcome.
It's not a beautiful day in the Pacific Northwest, but it is nice.
It is nice.
It is nice. And as always, anyone who doesn't come to the LA Podcast Festival is a shithead. Got in one more plug for that, Graham.
Got 4 minutes until the countdown to
I'll keep track. I'll
to
keep track.
4:20, and so Graham, step in with that when it's going to happen.
You got it.
And we'll count it down, and then we'll hopefully we'll finish the game quickly because you know once it's 4:20, people want to leave this non-smoking establishment and go out into the area, the smoking area that I like to call San Francisco. So we don't want to hang you up. And I'll be out there. I'll be out there on Columbus discovering all the different blends and delightful things you guys have brought.
You guys like some weird ass fucking noises at this show.
That's because Sofia Vergara is here.
Oh. I want a Pepsi.
She started to become Scottish, I think, in that.
That's all my memories.
Do you guys have name tags? Do we have any name tags in the audience? Is it a cute one right up front here? Gina's got a nice one. There's a good one over there that I recognize from the last show. There's a what is that, like a beaver face or a squirrel?
No, it's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel. Okay, I'm sorry. God, she got so mad at me. It's a squirrel. Ugh. How have you ever been yelled at? It's a squirrel in anger? What's that puppy doing? It's a squirrel.
It's a squirrel.
It's not a puppy. What do you like, Graham? Pick somebody out.
All right.
We got like less than 2 minutes until we got to do the countdown.
Right there.
With the hello?
Yeah.
Hello, my name is?
Yes.
Come on up here.
Come on up here, young lady.
The steps are over here. To your right?
Or, yeah, you can go.
Or go the, or just, or maybe she's just leaving. Probably just going to fucking tease
she's
off.
So
she's
in like, there, my
thing. I got to get out of here.
Bullshit.
She's like, I want a Pepsi.
I want a Pepsi in my vagina.
Yay! Yay. Show everybody your name tag. I saw it earlier. It's Angelica Houston is in a car. And it says, hello, my name is...
Eleanor.
Okay.
Give Eleanor a round of applause, everybody.
Are we there almost?
We have 50 seconds.
Okay. Let's start to play the game. jump in, Graham, when there's 20 seconds left.
You got it.
All right. You get to pick a category.
Eleanor.
Yeah, the idea of the name tag is that I look over and your name's on there, but I don't see it anywhere on there. It's like hidden under a flap. So that's confusing to me. not yet, you guys. No. Settle down. How close are we?
20 seconds!
Oh! Graham Elwood is the new Dick Clark, everybody.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy 420! It's 420!
Shut up!
The categories are. The categories are.
Are we going right back?
The categories are. We gotta get this over with. People are dying to smoke legally right now. The categories are Four Weddings and a Funeral. That's the movies of Frank Sinatra because he was married four times and now he's dead. Or The Phantom Dennis. That's the movies where Dennis Leary is heard but not seen. Or Steaks on a Plane. That's movies that have a scene in a dining car on a train. Why would that be called Steaks on a Train? Which one would you like, Eleanor?
Number 3.
Oh, okay. Steaks on a Train or a Plane. What year would you like? Would you like a movie from 1995 or 1976?
76.
Really? She's going 76.
All right. And tell everyone the category again. What it is exactly.
I'm gonna tell everybody what she's playing for. That's what I'm gonna tell her.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff in this bag. From the last show, a dude named Sherman, his name tag said, I love cookies and movies, and his name tag was some tag-alongs from the good old the Girl Scouts. I'm sure those don't have anything. I'm sure they're not laced or anything. I'm sure it's totally safe. And then a shot glass to my friends at 5 Second Films that says shut the fuck up on it. It's a fun thing down in the shot glass. Also, from Bong Buds or Bud Bongs, I can never get their name straight, at Doug Loves Movies, a thing that you can attach your lighter to your bong with. It's got magnets. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, my CD Spotlight, and Graham, what are you going to toss in here?
I'll throw in the Bong Strike t-shirt.
Bong Strike! Okay, no matter what happens, you won already, so here you go.
Because
I gotta get outside and get high. 1976, 3 stars from Leonard. This is just between Eleanor and Graham, so don't yell out if you think you know it. From 76, 3 stars. This movie has a dining car on a train, and Leonard calls it a nutty blend of comedy, romance, action, and suspense. And he also says, that it is the two lead actors in this movie have paired up more than once in movies. And, yeah, the clues are never that good, never that helpful, and people are shushing each other. 10 names. How many names do you think you can name it in, Eleanor?
Let's go, Eleanor.
She's thinking about it. People are pro Eleanor. Picks up the rice.
6 names.
Picks up the rice in the church where her wedding has been.
I will go 5 names.
Well, you also touch her weirdly on the top of her head.
She's a spinning top.
Yeah, name it.
Name
yeah,
it.
Okay, Eleanor.
How many names did you get, Grim?
I get 5.
5 names.
5 names.
Don't yell it out.
Your 5 names are Fred Willard, Richard Keel, Clifton James, Scatman Crothers, and Ray Walston. 5 names. 1976. What's it called? Don't yell loud. Graham, do it.
Stir Crazy.
Oh, great guess, because that did feature Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. But this movie is called Silver Streak.
Ah!
Yeah. And so Eleanor officially won. Give you a shirt. One more time for Graham Elwood, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much for coming out. I love that you guys come to all of my shows. Cobbs is not a small room, and and you guys almost filled it up, so I'm very, very happy. But let's fill up Columbus Street. Is it street or avenue? Whatever it is, let's get the fuck out there. And I'm gonna sign some vaginas.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Are you ever in the mood for a solo podcast, something you can listen to, like a friend talking to you, but you don't have to say a word as you wash your dishes or drive over a scary bridge? Well, then check out Jen Kirkman's No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast, everywhere that you get podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host Matt Belknap and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies. You get the point. Hey, Matt, give me some examples of who we've had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.